You are listening to 15 Minutes, the show with Osiris Munir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, kindreds. What's happening, all my peeps out there, my kindreds, my, what's another word? Some girl said squad. I thought that was kind of cute. Then you have your tribe. I prefer the kindreds because I think that everybody that listens to me and the show, we have some kind of resonance together. That's why we all keep coming back here every week, same time, same place, same station, and checking it out. So what's up? First of all, let me get our sponsor. Thank you, Senior Real Estate and Probate Specialist Kevin Pike, Coldwell Banker, 818-571-1508. Again, Senior Real Estate and Probate Specialist, one little cutie, Kevin Pike, Coldwell Banker, 818-571-1508. So I have an announcement. We are going to change the name of the show from 15 Minutes to the Osiris Munir Show. Now, the reason is that people were going online looking for the show, and when it said 15 minutes, they thought that the show was only 15 minutes long, and it used to be so. When I first started on the streets of LA about 13 years ago now, walking around with one of my friends who helped me with my camera and my tripod, and we filmed our first show live actually on these streets of me talking about the show. And since then, it's grown. We've gotten over to LA Talk Radio now, and our platform is now 15 minutes long. So we can no longer say 15 minutes because it's not 15 minutes anymore. So that's coming up. I just want to make everybody aware so you don't get lost out there in the mix as we mix it up. Also, shout out and congrats to Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson for being in love in their wonderful settled stage in life. I love love. I'm so happy that you guys have somebody to call and talk to, lean on, whatever you do, and that there's that support there. There is nothing wrong with that. I love it. It's better than all the hate and wars and stuff that we feel. Love is like a refreshing breeze of life coming that way. And then also, while I'm at it, shout out to one of my favorite couples, Rihanna and A$AP Rocky, for their twins. Yeah! They now have 4 children, 3 boys, 1 girl. The twins are fraternal. Identical twins are identical. Fraternal twins are boy, girl. I don't know how they would say that in these days with all the different terms and different descriptions of sexuality, but it would be traditionally fraternal means it's the opposite sex. So they have enlarged their family. I'm so happy for you guys. And I want you to keep glowing, growing, and flowing. Let the love keep flowing. There's nothing wrong with that. I hope all of your children turn out to be like the Jackson family, where it's just a group of talented kids. I don't mean whatever they went on purpose. I'm talking about their talent, their creativity, that they can bring that and keep that going in the lives of you too. That's wonderful. So today, our subject, which I'm trying some new things on the show because not all the time I'm able to get guests. And sometimes that's good for me. I like to be able to talk a little bit about what I may think and what I might feel about some things. So today we are going to talk about Doja Cat's new video, The Jealous Type, and the differences between sexuality and femininity. Are they the same? So I'm going to try to, like I said before, I can sing. I came out the church and all of that in the choir and sing, but I never wanted to do the work that is required for someone to be a professional singer, go on the road, tour, go in the studio, practice, get the band, blah, blah, blah. I didn't want to do all of that. I did something else and that threw me off of that track, but let's talk about her song. So let me see if I can remember the lyrics. And I wrote them down, unlike I did for Mama Do, because hers is rap. So it's a whole special category. But Doja's a little bit of rap mixed with R&B and hip hop. So let me see if I can do it. She goes, the lyrics are, let me see. Boy, let me know if this is careless. I could be torn between two worlds and I just can't decide which one is leading me to hell or paradise. Maybe I can hurt you, sure, but I, because I'm the jealous type. I'm the jealous type. And they go, there, there. And then they do the jealous type, there. And so the music starts. So first of all, the first part of the conversation is that she went back and got everything from the 80s that she could think of. I saw Janet Jackson, Pleasure Principle, leaning back in the chair when Janet was in the chair doing her sexual thing. Geez, I saw a lot of like disco almost in some of the music. It had a little bit of, they have a guitar that goes, you know, the way they used to do the rock, real racy, driven guitar, you know, making you really feel the heat and the passion. So first of all, let me get into Doja. The song is absolutely adorable. For all of you Doja Cat fans, go to her website. I cannot play her song on my station. We are not licensed to play a song like that. So as I get myself more geared and get sink into this world more of radio and licenses and things, I will accommodate for that. But presently, that's why I try to do this sing, you know, sing a little bit about, so you can go and drive yourself to go and see this video. It's hot, you guys. She's very, very, I hate using the same words over and over because it is, we do have a thesaurus and a dictionary that there are all these words that mean the same thing, but I don't know why we get stuck on these one words, but one is unapologetic. Why would you be unapologetic about who you are? And so the fact that people are saying unapologetic, like, why would you be unapologetic? Why would you be apologetic about who you are in the first place? But I guess in these days, being who you are is considered to be maybe tough for people to deal with. And everybody's screaming for authenticity. But when you see authenticity, are you ready for authenticity? Because it is authentic. So Doja, from what I could gather, she is like a complex personality. She was born in LA. I think her name is Amalia or something like that. She has a very, you know, very different kind of name. Her parents, she's from blended, you know, cultural heritage, of course. And she blends pop, hip hop and R&B together. So she has a very dynamic stage presence. She historically can get into some kind of tension with her fans. Like, I think there's some recordings or some reports that she's gotten into fights with her fans, gotten online and, you know, in different chat groups and things like that. Now, this is what I've heard. I don't know anything about Doja Cat. I'm not one to gossip about Hollywood. I could care less. What I care about is that Doja Cat grows, keeps growing, keeps developing as she matures and gets older like we all have to do. And that she can still maintain her sexuality, her confidence, her femininity, and everything else that goes along with her being Doja Cat at the ripe old age of over 60, just like she can when she is 20-something, 30-something, 40, whatever she is now. So that's where I'm going with this. Gossip and all of that is hard for me. Number one, people have enough time living life on the planet Earth to be talked about without, we don't really know those people. And I don't really know anything about Doja Cat to say anything negative about her. But I do know, I've heard certain things. And to me, there's nothing wrong with that. If that's how she chooses to express herself, then that's how she chooses. But one thing I love about her, and I'm going to make an analogy between she and Marilyn Monroe, and I will let you know, help you understand the analogy and why I'm making the analogy. First of all, Doja really claims her sexuality. She's not afraid to be sexual. She's not afraid to feel stimulated on stage or in her videos or whatever she's doing. She's not afraid to show that part of herself to the world. And all of her sexual energy is towards, seen her, tell me if you guys have, I've never seen her in a video with a man, you know, where she's the man is being the one gratified and the man is being the one. And, you know, like in a lot of, you know, hip hop rap videos where the women are the ones always in service too, instead of being served. So I like Doja because Doja is about being served. And that's what I'm talking about. It has to be both sides. It has to be reciprocal where both parties are served what they need, their desires, or, you know, those little bitty emotional crumbs that we need to gather and make them into an emotional nourishment. So I like that she has some sexual liberation and some empowerment. Also, I looked up the word jealous. Now, back in the day, people would say that if a woman or a man were jealous, they were insecure. You're insecure if you're jealous. No, not necessarily. Number one, if you know someone you care about is doing somebody else or giving them any kind of time and attention that you're not getting from them, it hurts. That's the first feeling you feel, is that it hurts like hell. I will tell you, I've been there many a day and it hurts. And from being in those situations, what happens is that the heart grows resilient, especially if it doesn't kill you. Like if it's something that's just not, oh my gosh, I was just so attached to another person and giving a person so much of myself that I couldn't possibly love myself. So when that attachment, whatever that is, leaves, whether it's alcohol, or sex, whatever it is, I can't possibly survive because I'm so attached to everybody but myself. So, and Doja's album, I think it's called Planet Her, really defines femininity on her own terms. She challenges the norm. She takes us from a traditional patriarchal and racial stereotype kind of a what women should do and who women are supposed to be. You know, I can see the difference between how she expresses sexuality and how Beyonce expresses sexuality. And one difference is that Beyonce has a husband. And I can feel, you may not see this, but I'm an industry person, so I look for certain things that other people, it's a part of the pro, part of being a professional. You look for certain things. Beyonce does the sex thing, and she really swerves and curves the hips and all of that. But I've never seen Beyonce in a video saying you can play with my pee, but don't play with my emotions, and have her legs open doing anything like that. Beyonce stays straight up and down. She may crawl on the stage, wiggle her hips and all of that, but there's a certain kind of reserve that I've seen that Beyonce has. And it could be, again, when you have children, when your body changes, there could be a lot of things that might taper the lion in us women. It might taper it. I didn't say it was get rid of it. You know, go out there saying, Osiris said, blah, blah, blah. No, I did not. I said, because I can see and feel the difference in how Beyonce expresses her sexuality and Doja expresses her sexuality, and let me put Cardi B, how she expresses her sexuality, and they're all very different. But Cardi B was doing that before she had kids. And then Beyonce, even in Destiny's Child, maybe it was because she was part of a group or something like that, but there is a certain amount of reserve that I can sense from, you know, she lets it out, but she lets it out in a very Moon and Scorpio controlled manner. It's controlled. It's strategically planned. Whereas, in my opinion, Doja doesn't give a rat's to Hootie. She doesn't care how you view her or what you think about her. She's like, it doesn't matter what you think. I'm my own person. What matters is what I think and what I feel about myself and what I'm bringing. So I would say she has kind of a Black feminist perspective. You know, I would say that. I don't know if she identifies as Black, but she definitely has that soul in her. And so I think that, you know, she shows a lot of the strong vulnerability at the same time that women, that powerful, multifaceted, multi-talented women can have. Okay. One reason that I personally always had a problem, women like me, the Sigma type, I think, or prior to me maturing, I wasn't the Sigma type. Prior to me maturing, like a lot of women, we were the coming out of whatever generation we're coming out of, that women were taught that the men are the ones that are supposed to do to get this from you, and you're supposed to do that, blah, blah. And I never fit any of those things. I never wanted to get married. I never wanted to have children. But when I got children, I had my children, and of course, I wanted my children. But my mindset, and the reason was because, not that I had anything against children or did anything, but when I was growing up, I saw my mother do everything. My mother would come in and be tired, and she would still find a way to get some energy to take care of her husband, take care of her children. And so I looked at those things from the outside and said, I never want to be in a position that I'm not giving to myself, and that I'm, you know, giving to all these other people, and then I'm depleted, and then who takes care of me? So that's what a lot of women would see. And so I think that's what kind of brought about the feminist movement in some ways. A lot of ways too, from someone growing up with brothers, the boys got to do all these things that the girls didn't get to do. And I always went, why? Why? What makes it different? If I'm interested in driving a truck or playing with a Tonka toy or whatever, and I'm interested, you know, let's move forward with Doja Cat. If I'm interested, because I've been on the road for who knows how long, I haven't seen another physical body for how long, except those people that I work with, the dance. I'm telling you, because I've been on the road, I know what goes on out there. It is really hard to not to engage in certain things while you are out on the road, unless you are chaperoned and you're a young child that has to be has to have parental authority there, or someone in charge of that child in authority there. And then sometimes that's not enough, based on some of the story you guys have heard from the children and people that were young and got into the entertainment industry at a very young age. And, you know, they didn't know a lot. Their parents didn't know a lot. So everybody had to learn. But in Doja's case, she oozes, you know, with her own sexuality. Now, like I said, I looked at the term jealous. One part of jealous, one definition was jealous for somebody's success, their education, the way they look, the way they act, their behavior, their money, whatever you're jealous of. And then there's this other part of jealous that is, if you're suspicious of someone doing something behind your back, like showing some kind of betrayal, and then showing, you know, showing envy or something. Because, like, what do you see in the other person that I don't have? And usually it's somebody stupid. From what I've seen, usually people that go to other people in relationships are running from an aspect of themselves. And it's simple to me. This is what I've always thought. If you know that you're the jealous type, and you know that you are not going to be able to be faithful, I'm talking about the other person, whoever, in a relationship, don't take up somebody's time and their energy messing around in their emotions. When you know you're not sincere, tell somebody up front, I just want to do you. I don't want no relationship. I got other women, men, whatever your flavor is, you know, and I just want to do that way. The person can decide if they want to do you or not, rather than going and lying because you're curious. Oh, I'd like to see what, you know, what Doja tastes like, or I'd like to see what Osiris tastes like. And you know you got 50,000 other scallywags hanging on the side that ain't worth doo-doo, obviously, because you're still looking for one to replace all the ones you already got. What happened to all of them? So I think it's interesting how we find ourselves in situations because of jealousy, envy, insecurities, whatever you want to call them. So Doja doesn't seem to be afraid to be provocative. She doesn't seem afraid to be provocative. She champions self-acceptance, self-confidence. She radiates and oozes with her own sexuality. She loves her flaws. Remember, you guys, when she cut all her hair off and she was never going to, she was going to have hair again and things like that. There are people that are models, actors, and all that. A lot of times, they wear wigs because they don't have time to do their hair. I don't have time to do my hair. That's why I cut it off 8 months ago, and look where how long it is now. You know, but they don't have time. So wigs, hair pieces, all of those things create an image. You know, they create, like, if you wanted to look like somebody, makeup artist, they can make you look like anybody you want to look like. And that is no lie. They are amazing. It's like the illusions and delusions of what a person can be and who they are can cover up the authenticity of who those people actually are. So back to Doja. So I looked up sexuality. Sexuality means a whole different thing than femininity does. Femininity is like a cultural thing where if you're a woman, you're born a woman in a woman's body, whether or not you change that as you get older or you decide when you're younger, whatever, you know, but in the world and you are born with a non-male part, you are considered to be a woman. So in that regard, when we are born, most of the women are taught to, you're a lady, don't show your boobs, cover up your breast, cover up your parts below your waist, you know, and things like that. And I never saw men being told not to wear your, don't wear a jock strap. You know, go around men that don't wear jock straps. They don't have it closed and pulled in and tight and see what happens. And in some videos, they make it a point to have a man with his legs gapped open so you can see the imprint of the thing in the middle that's supposed to be such a big charm snake that, you know, we're going to lose our minds over it, you know. And that's just not true. If you meet somebody and they're a dark energy or somebody negative or unhealed and they're wounded, it's nasty. No matter how physically the person may look or appear, their energy feels suited and it feels dirty and dark. That's how it feels. Especially once you become conscious and aware of energy and mixing your energy with people's energy, you learn a thing or two about a thing or two when you... You know, when we do things like that. So I remember a time when Doja Cat went through, she shaved her head. She told fans that they could do cash grabs for labels for the past albums. I've heard, again, I don't know her and I have no problem with it. If you, that's the way you want to express yourself and you, life hasn't called you out on it yet, then that's your path. I don't have any problem, but I've been told that she's gotten into public fights with fans, you know, and that her behavior can be viewed as rather rebellious, you know, and that she is a very likable, kind of cute little pop star. I think a lot of them are cute. And I could be of the mindset, like a lot of people, mature people, you know, the kids don't know music and they are kids. Let them have fun. Because when I was a kid, I had fun. I didn't think I stink, you know, I thought I was fun, so fun. I thought it was this and that, you know, in some regard. Now, the other part of me was insecure and they don't like me because I ain't cute enough, and they don't like me because I'm too skinny, and I don't have enough of this, and I don't have enough of that. So whatever I didn't have, we went out into the world and we made those things make work for us. I became a model. That's what I did with being slim and being called skinny and olive oil and being made fun of because I've always been slender. Always, always, always. That's my body type. Just like Doja Cat, she may be 80 years old, and if she is really sensual and sexual like that, it is not going to leave. I happen to watch the Joan Collins documentary. That girl, woo, I don't want to say the B word because it's used too frequently for me these days, so, and I don't want to talk about her like that because she's more than a B. She's like a, I don't even know how to say, she's a high on the totem pole, I'll say. But girl lived her life with distinction, authority, sexuality, and everything else. They made Joan Collins into Joan Collins. Now, she had a little bit of something to go there for them to take and develop and shape and pull and stretch how they do artists and stretch your talent, stretch your, you know, your ability to gain more knowledge and more playthings about how you can make you work in an industry. And I was very impressed with her. I mean, I thought I had respect for her before, but after seeing her documentary, as a matter of fact, she directed and she did all of the, she directed it. And I think she told the story. She does her own storytelling and talking about what she went through, her marriages. She ended up being married four times. And the fourth marriage, the guy is 32 years younger than her. Don't put that out saying that I said that younger men might work, because personally, I like men with some knowledge and some information and somebody I can learn from. So, you know, that's my personal preference, whatever. If I can learn from them or we can learn from somebody, they can help us grow, help us become more of a better who we are. And that's the person I'm probably going to want to be with. Anybody else with good common sense is going to be with that. But some people are not like that. Some people just want to be with somebody the way they look, what they wear, how they act. You know, maybe they're big and bold. And when they go out in the public, you know, they can put them on their arm and they can talk stuff all night long. You know, that kind of thing. And then some people just want somebody laid back, like a lot of people in the industry that are very, very busy. They don't want people in industry. They don't want to talk industry all day, all night long. They want the balance of somebody that doesn't know nothing about the industry, so I don't have to hear their jaded opinions, what they went through, what they haven't gone through, what they may go through. We don't have to hear it. I want somebody completely to relax and just not do industry at all. Some people prefer that. And so, again, you know, when Doja gets on a stage, and for what, again, go watch her video, The Jealous Type. It is very cute. Very cute, very sexual, very sensual. If you didn't know her, you know, personally, and you looked at her on a screen, it's so polished. And even if you did know her personally, but I'm just saying as somebody that somebody wouldn't know and how they would be perceived to an audience or somebody that isn't in entertainment. And she's entertaining us as a star, you know, as a singer, performer, etc. And all of her, again, all of her videos are mostly directed to herself. I've never seen her, you know, in a video with guys. Janet Jackson played off of guys. Remember the African guy? I can't remember the video, but the one where it was like a big white ball and it was the African guy and he was very tall and dark and very stunning. I mean, she did a play off of that, and then she did the one, If I Were You, you know, If I Am a Woman, you know. She did and behaved in sexual ways that, again, back in those days, there still was a little bit of reserve about what we could show, how to show it, when to show it, who going to see it, and everything else. Whereas with Doja and other people like her, you know, I saw Megan Thee Stallion's video. I think it's called Mamisha. Or Tikiwa Star. I'm a star. I thought it was so cute. Again, I don't condone people cursing, talking loud, doing anything, but let me ask you this out there. You're mature people. Would you rather our young people be out on the streets shooting, killing, stealing, and doing things like that? Or would you rather see them like Doja Cat, Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B, Beyonce, everybody else get out and express themselves on the stage where it's safe, where an audience out there can feel like, yeah, I felt like that, Doja. I feel like, boy, if you said like, you know, and her little, you know, and we're not taught to feel sexual. You know, we got to stay all clammed up and can't say this, can't do that. And if you wiggle too much, and that's exactly why people are doing these things, because they're rebelling against a norm that's telling people what they can and cannot do. Who are you to tell people what they cannot do? And on that note, let me take a pause for the cause by announcing our sponsor, Kevin Platt, Coldwell Banker, Senior Probate and Real Estate Specialist, 818-571-1508. He will take care of absolutely anything you need to take care of, sit with you, laugh with you, cry with you, help you, walk with you, find that place that you are looking for to get into, get out of, whatever. He has it. Kevin Pike, 818-571-1508, Coldwell Banker. Now back to what I was talking about. So when you go into her fan dynamic, I would say she has a loyal following. As a matter of fact, when I went on the video to look to, because I've been playing it over and over, I mean, it makes me, and I'm old, you know, and we're mature. But it does. It makes me feel like young, like, you know, and that, you know, that kind of feeling that I'm still sexy and I can still catch and, you know, men still are attracted to me and, you know, things like that. I'm still attracted to myself, you know, things like that. So it does spark that sensuality in us. And, you know, also, I've been told and read that she trolls her fans sometimes. The Doja will troll her fans. I don't know what that means, because I'm not a Doja Cat and I don't do any fan trolling. I'm a talk show host. To me, that's where I fit best. But, you know, she is likable. I think she's adorable. And no matter what her flaws are, I find her cute and sexy. So I want to make a little bit of an analogy between the differences in Doja and Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe, I've been watching that girl on movies, and I noticed one thing about her, even in her acting and in her interviews. She, let me see, her sexuality was highly commodified. You know, it was controlled by the studio, controlled by the male gaze, you know. Her femininity, I would say that maybe her femininity was controlled to a certain degree because of the time period they were in. She, Ava Gardner was so sexy. Everybody wanted to do Ava Gardner. And Ava Gardner was such a strong, you know, who knew she was so much, that it really didn't matter who wanted to do her. At the end of the day, Ava owned Ava. I was told that Frank Sinatra met Ava Gardner and they did it, and he lost his mind. I literally think I heard that he lost his mind. And I want, you know, women out there, I'm telling you, once you discover who you are, below, you know, you discover that because you are a woman, that's why these men won't hate you or want to be like you. They either want to do you or hate you or do something to you, because we are that powerful. We have the ability to make babies and then feed them out of our own bodies without any food. Feed them. That's how powerful women are. And I don't mean, don't get me wrong, I am, I don't know how to say, I'm a feminist in some regard. I don't believe that the sexes should be, I think that if one can do one, they can do the other. But the truth is, the matter is that some of us by design are, you know, different. And, you know, maybe I can't pick up a 20-foot pole or something, you know, or maybe I can't, you know, go out and get physical, even though they have those, you know, they have the women on the movies every day. They're like, you know, the women that'll whip your butt and then do you the next night. And, you know, like Zoe Saldana and Colombiana. Remember Zoe Saldana when she was little girl and she went from that to being, you know, a gangsta. I'm going to kill whoever killed mine. And I'm going to make sure they are dead and deaded for the rest of this eternity, the next eternity, and everything else. But in the movie, they did show her little sexuality. And she, Zoe keeps it married. She's married with kids. But she lets it out in like little bitty teases. Again, let me just give you a little bit of me. Every time you see me, instead of trying to give you the whole thing all at once, let me just meter out a little bit at a time. So you can see what my husband gets behind the scene when you ain't around. And it seems very special. But in the movie Colombiana, she ended up, the guy that she was seeing, she never told him her name because she was doing something behind the scenes in a whole other life that he didn't know about. And then also, she showed her sexuality in the scene where she's dancing with a cup of noodles and she takes the noodles and put them in her mouth. And then, you know, when the guy gets there, they do it and everything. And then she's off and running again. I'm my own person, you know. And so same thing with Marilyn Monroe, but Marilyn Monroe was more controlled because in those days, how do I say? Doja Cat actively seeks to reject this kind of thing about women can only do this and women can only do that. Whereas Marilyn Monroe, she was, I don't think she understood as much about her power as the women of our day, you know, Doja, these women do now. I don't think she had that kind of confidence yet. I think her inner vulnerability is what made her so beautiful and oozing with sensuality and sexuality. And even though both women are highly curated, highly in the public, they were coming from two different paradigms. You know, one of them was often perceived as a weakness if you were sexual or doting or, you know, let the men have their way, you know. And then the other one is like, no, I'm in control. I tell you what to do to me. You know, like Doja Cat says in her song, you can put in my pee, but don't put in my emotions. You know, when were we allowed to say that to a man or to anyone that we were in a relationship with? I never heard of it, you know. And she can be someone defiant, you know, and in some cases abrasive with her sexuality and how she chooses to express herself, you know. But her vulnerability is a strength versus Marilyn's that was considered probably to be more weak. Like, you know, how can you possibly, you know, just be around for men? But I tell you, I watched a few movies with Marilyn Monroe and her voice never let her whisper. And when she talks, she uses her eyes a lot and her mouth. And if a man was talking to her, she was like, I can't wait for you to say something. I can go, yes, I'd love to, you know. And whereas somebody like me, I don't have a bad mouth, but I do have an opinion. And if you say something to me and I think it is untrue, I will give my opinion and then shut up. I've learned to shut up. I wasn't always a shut up, but I've learned to tone and temper myself. And it doesn't take anything to be able to do that, because it's more an ego than an actual behavior. It's like an ego. You don't tell me what to do. And men do the same thing. You don't tell me what to do. He can't tell me what to do. I was never, you can't tell me what to do. I just don't say anything and do what I want to do anyway. That's how I've learned to do it. And, you know, and allow men to think that they're leading. I said, allow them to think that they're leading. Being around Asian women who are extremely powerful feminine women, they seem to be following somebody, but actually they're leading by using their femininity. You know, the one size fits all women concept no longer works in today's time. Women are free to express themselves. If you want to take all your clothes off and let the whole world see, and when you get 60 years old, go back and look and see, like, wow, you know, I got my clothes. You know, and their kids are adults. And then you got to sit down and explain to them why you was doing what you're doing if you didn't already do it then. But then by then, they will have their own sexuality, their own whatever they have, their own relationships, their own trials, tribulations, life. And you'll have to explain to them why you were doing that and sliding up and down the pole. You know, if you ever decide to have children. You know, and if you have children and you're doing that, and I'm assuming that you're going to be intelligent enough to sit your children down and tell them, this is why mommy or daddy, you know, does what they do. And this is what the field we're in. And there's some kind of wholehearted common sense explanation that goes on why you showing your big ones on the screen and everything is showing below the belt. That will have to explain to some kids. Some kids may not mind. I don't know what the future may hold, but I know technology has something to do with it. So I don't know if humanoids or something like that may be the latest gain in technology. But I do know that the way women used to be, that's never going to happen again. And the way men used to be, that's probably not going to happen again either. And the fact that we now have technology mimicking some degree and some aspect of human emotion and some aspect of human behavior and things like that, we're going to have to really redefine what the gender roles are for a lot of things, because they don't fit. You know, you don't have to be a gay man to be feminine, or a lot of men, because they're men, and depending on the way they were raised or whatever, reared is the correct way, but we say raised and so everybody's gonna get away with it. But raised, you know, some men are very soft-spoken kind of men. They're not the tough guys like, yeah, you know, this B and that B. They don't do that. And a lot of women don't like that. I personally don't like heavy-handed men. Don't talk to me rough. You know, I don't like none of that. I don't like cursing. I don't like being called a B, not even in jest. It's demeaning to me, for me, the kind of personality I am. And we can hang out and, you know, do what we do and all of that and talk stuff, you know, to each other, amongst each other. But out in public, I want to be treated like a queen, a goddess, whatever you want. Like, gold is dripping from my behind. That's the way I want you to treat me in public. You know, behind the doors, we can call each other whatever we like, you know, do whatever we like. But in the public, I think that respect and all those things should be there for a woman. That doesn't mean some man got to walk around with the, oh, well, if I don't treat her like, she going to be mad at me. That means that you should have enough respect for yourself to know how to treat somebody without somebody telling you to do that anyway. Who raised you? Then go back and tell who raised you. Why did they do a better job? Or if they did do a good job, why did you veer away from the good job they did and find them stupid to do? So that's kind of, you know, how we look at that and the pressure that women have to be under. You know, this is what the thing about Hollywood is, that Doja will get on, Beyonce, all of them will get on and show parts of their butts, parts of their breasts, all of their below the belt stuff if they want to, you know, the vagina, you know, if they want to, you know, and nobody says anything. But oh my gosh, let somebody say the word vagina or pee on the word. oh, what's happening? So it's like this kind of monotheistic behavior behind, oh, we're goody two-shoes in the public. But now that Hollywood is being discovered to be the asses and some of the low-life characters that we do have here in entertainment in Hollywood, then what should we be saying? And how are we judging people that might decide that they are beautiful breasts and they want to show them? Because they're pretty. And I didn't have to have nothing done to them. Or if I did, I wanted them to do so you could see them. I don't have anything to say about that. I don't. If that's the way you want to express yourself, then bless you. Do what you want to do. But don't get upset if 10 years later, those things come back to haunt you either. So there's always a price to pay. There's always a price to pay for being beautiful, for being sexual, for being honest, for being authentic. The price is that people may not like you. And like my mother used to say, and so what? You can be walking around with gold dripping off your behind and somebody will have something to say. The haters and the people out there are always going to have something. And they're negative. So we don't want them around, no way. I don't want nobody around me negative, do you? Somebody that's always putting people down. They don't ever have nothing, something good about say about somebody. They can't stand that Doja Cat might have a hit record and they don't have one. They can't stand that Megan Thee Stallion's got a body. That's why they call her Megan. When I first heard of her and I saw her body, I'm like, dang. That's why they call her Megan Thee Stallion. Because she is built and stacked and powerful and not afraid to show it. They call Doja Cat, Doja Cat. And I see why they came with it, because she's like, give it to me. You know, she's got this, give it to me. In the club, give it to me. You know, so she has this little, you know, I'm okay, but I'm still, you know, I'm still sensitive and I'm still soft and I still purr. You know, those kind of things. And Marilyn had that. Yeah, I think so. Yes, you know, and, no, she never had. I don't ever think I even heard her speak above a whisper. I don't remember seeing any movie that she had a loud mouth or anything loud to say. Everything was like, hi, I'm Marilyn. And, you know, and so in Doja's video, when she puts the blonde hair on and she gives the Marilyn, you know, leaning back, she has the video and the guys. You know, you don't see the guy. You see the guy doing something. But again, girlfriend is getting served, not serving. And I like that. I don't have anything to say about a woman that knows what she wants, when she wants it, how she wants it, and gets it. I have nothing to say about powerful people. I wouldn't have anything to say about a powerful man, a child, anybody, anybody that can be brave enough to be themselves out in this big bad world, ain't got nothing to say. So, you know, I think a way for us women to reclaim ourselves is, you know, through making time to do self-embracing, honoring our femininity, you know, at whatever age feminine is. And just so you know, as a woman and a mature woman, your body parts don't give out. I will tell you, you can take certain parts of a woman's body. I sound like a joke, but I'm making a real statement here. Wash it, put perfume on it, powder it, hang it out to dry, send it to the cleaners. It's like brand new. Elastic. Goes back together like brand new. Men can't do that. And one reason that everyone wants to emulate women is because we have so many things that are special to us they don't have. When they get old, they get old. Things don't work no more. And they have things now in modern times to help us get through those periods where things get out of balance and we have to bring them back into place. But as a woman, there ain't no part of you, especially the parts below the belt, that cannot be revived, sustained, air dried, blow dried, puff puff perfumed, and like brand new elastic. That's why everybody wants to be one of us. Okay, I'm telling you now, don't forget how much power you have down below the belt. It's powerful. Nothing to do with sex. powerful because of what it can do. Give life. Sustain life. That's why it's powerful. And yeah, make people, things feel good. But that is still in the ability and in the pathway of giving life. Okay. So that's my presentation today. That's what I want to talk about next week. We're going to have a guest. I think we're going to have a guest. But I like talking about these new artists. And I want to really suggest and encourage you to go watch her video. And if you lost your sexuality and your femininity in any kind of way, by the time you finish the video, you will have found her again. She is still in there. Believe me when I tell you. So, you know, let's surround ourselves with wonderful human beings that are passionate. Don't forget to media tag me on Osiris_Munir_the painter. I am who I say that I am. Also, I love you. I like you because you are who you are. You stay true to yourself. You show up every week just like I do and get out here and make stuff happen. And then I love you for being a human being and sharing your humanity with others on your quest and on your path to become more of who we are. And without your support, I couldn't do this. So let's thank Sam Hassan of LA Talk Radio for letting me shine. I want to thank you again. And we'll see you next week. And don't forget to smile. It works wonders. And don't forget, next week I'll be giving to ya. Down and in the club, giving to ya. And I'm in the bar, giving to ya.
You are listening to 15 Minutes, the show with Osiris Munir, only on LA Talk Radio.